Look at that broken plate, my mother said. It was part of the set. How will I ever replace it? She moved the plate, and we all stared in silence at the neat round hole in the tablecloth and the bullet embedded in the mahogany table. Grandma Mazur was the first to speak. That shooting gave me an appetite, she said. Somebody pass me the potatoes. All in all, Bernie Kuntz had handled the evening pretty well. He hadn't wet his pants when Grandma Mazur shot off the chicken privates. He'd suffered through two helpings of my mother's dreaded Brussels sprouts casserole. And he'd been tolerably nice to me, even though it was obvious we weren't destined to hit the sheets together, and my family was nuts. His motives for geniality were clear. I was a woman lacking appliances. Romance is good for frittering away a few evening hours, but commissions will get you a vacation in Hawaii. Ours was a match made in heaven. He wanted to sell, and I wanted to buy. And I wasn't unhappy to accept his offer of a 10% discount. And, as a bonus for sitting through the evening, I'd learned something about Ziggy Kulesa. He bought his meat from Sal Boca, a man better known for making book than slicing filet. I tucked this information away for future reference. It didn't seem significant now, but who knows what would turn out to be helpful. I was at my table with a glass of iced tea in Morelli's file, and I was trying to put together a plan of action. I'd made a bowl of popcorn for Rex. The bowl was on the table by me, and Rex was in the bowl, his cheeks puffed out with popcorn, his eyes bright, his whiskers a blur of motion. "Well, Rex," I said, "what do you think? Do you think we'll be able to catch Morelli?" Someone tapped on my front door, and both Rex and I sat perfectly still with our radar humming. I wasn't expecting anyone. Most of my neighbors were seniors. No one I was especially chummy with. No one I could imagine knocking on my door at 9:30 at night. Mrs. Becker, maybe, on the third floor. Sometimes she forgot where she lived.